Yeah, I was really pleased with our football team today. Obviously, a hard-fought game on both sides of the ball. You know, it was kind of first drive, obviously able to score, and I thought Jacksonville really came up and stopped us on 3rd and 1, 2, 3, and 4, and they have a lot of momentum going and got things going a little bit better in the second half, and really pleased with our defense. You know, that was an excellent rushing offensive team, and to step up the way we did, especially in lieu of losing a few of our guys, and to fight back and play the rushing defense that we played against an excellent running offensive football team, I was very pleased. The special teams obviously made a couple big plays there. We've made some strides, and normally you go the other direction. You have a number of your starters out, and those young special teams guys are playing, but we have some play special teams as well and stepped up and found a way to win, which was obviously very nice.
Running backs kind of had to plug guys in, but they all seem to do a pretty good job.
Yeah, their game plan going in, trying to keep them a little fresh, and you know, for a few of them, obviously not playing in a while, we didn't want to overwork them. And the key was holding on to the football. We couldn't get enough drives going in that first half. We had one drive, and as I said, 4-3 plays and out. Usually you put a lot of pressure on your defense, and they get tired and don't respond. But our guys hung in there and kept on fighting. We got the ball rolling. I think we had the ball 3 times in that second half, except for that last one, obviously trying to kill the clock. So. Pretty impressive to have those type drives. We were stalled a few times in the, after the first drive.
Mike, backups always have to step up their injuries, but to have this many guys hurt and this many backups out on the field, how impressed are you that you could have this full collection of guys respond in the way they have?
Well, what I was really pleased with, everybody's got good football players in the National Football League. Usually starters, somebody's got to come in and play. But very seldom do you ever have as many first-year players play in that backup position. It's really credit to them because they were in a position. And when you have guys that really step up that have not played in the National Football League, you feel pretty good about them and their future.
Mike, Spencer, your decision for Spencer to make history?
Well, one of the reasons why I kept you out for the first 30 minutes because I can't trust you guys in Denver. You write about it all the time. So I had to have Spencer Larson in a white jersey the whole week pretending like he's playing fullback and he started the middle linebacker. Because I'm 0-3 with the Denver media. As soon as we got a different jersey on, it comes out who's starting next week. And we did that for obviously game plan reasons relative to, you know, nickel and dime. And it's quite an advantage. But for Spencer to play both the fullback position and start at Mike linebacker, kickoff coverage, kickoff return, kind of gives you a little idea what he's all about. So it was a great effort by him.
Mike, can you talk about Hillis? He makes the big catch there on the way to touchdown drive. 2 touchdowns for him today.
Yeah, it was great. You know, from a 2nd and 1 to or 2nd and 2 to a 2nd and 12. He's got excellent hands. May have the best hands on our football team. And we caught the coverage we were hoping to catch, and they did a great job of coming off it and making a play, and just some strong hands and found a way to make that catch. Obviously, big play in the game.
You feel like the defense is continuing to get better now?
Yeah, I feel like we are. You know, we went back to, you know, our basics. You know, we got away from them a little bit. And young guys have responded, and just going to keep on working like we've been working. And obviously, you got to play your best football in November and December. A lot of teams play good in the first half, and all of a sudden, they don't play their best football. Even if they get into playoffs, you can't do anything once they get there. So we're far from there, but we're making some strides, and hopefully we can keep on getting better each week.
What Jay Cutler, another coming back win. How much confidence do you have in him? Fourth quarter when you guys are trailing, it seems like he's,
Well, I got a lot of confidence, obviously. I mean, you're not the second-ranked offense in the league because, you know, you're not moving the football, but you got to find a way to get points on the scoreboard, and you got to have some balance. And I thought we did that a little bit in the second half. You know, Jay's done an excellent job of moving the football, but you still got to get touchdowns, and you got to find a way to win, and he's able to do that today. Okay? Thanks.
Played all year. You know, it was pressure.